Dear siblings in Christ, beloved in the Lord, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, allergies and seasonal affect disorder aside, I absolutely love this time of year. I love the fall or the autumn, whatever you want to call this time of year. The thing that I love about it the most is that it is constantly changing, and yet it is the same also. And so I love that sort of juxtaposition of having things staying the same, but also having some change happening at the same time. I love the fact that, as we are seeing right now, the sun is coming, and in just a few moments, the warmth and the comfort and the freshness of that sunshine will warm us up. And that's similar to how it is in the summertime. And yet, in the evenings, we have the darker and the cooler and the damper nighttime. I love the fact that the grass out here is still fresh and green and lush and growing, and yet the trees all around us are starting to lose some of their leaves, and the leaves are changing colors to yellows and browns and reds at the same time. I love the fact that the birds and the squirrels are going all over the place. They are all over my front lawn in the morning, let me tell you. And they're gathering up seeds and nuts and getting ready to store up everything for the cool winter months. And it's so similar to how it was a half a year ago in the springtime when they were doing the same thing because of the change out of winter and coming into the summer, and they were trying to refill their bellies. All of this change happening in the world, and yet it is still the same. The world changes. The ground shifts. We still make plans. We still find gifts. That change happened with St. Francis, too, who we are commemorating today. We often hear of St. Francis, and the immediate picture that we have in our mind is this lovely, peace-filled, gentle friar who went about and loved animals and loved nature. But St. Francis himself also went through change. He went through change not just in the seasons around, but in himself personally. His name, originally at birth, the name that his mother gave to him was actually Giovanni. And when his father had come back from doing some business dealings, and here was this child of his whose name was Giovanni, he said, no, his name will be Francis. And so right from the very beginning, Francis had this change happening in his life. Coming from a very wealthy family, as he was growing up in his teenage years and as a young man, he was like the talk of the town. He was loved by so many people. He threw parties. He went to parties. Admittedly, he was sometimes a little bit of a sinful person in all of that party throwing, but a kind person and one who genuinely loved everyone else around and was loved by those around him. But that wasn't enough for Francis. Francis wanted even more. And so towards the end of the Fourth Crusade, Francis decided that he would fight in battle, that he was going to strive to be knighted and possibly even become a prince. And so he began donning armor and going out and fighting in the wars. And during that time, he was actually captured and imprisoned, sent to jail, where he sort of just said, it doesn't really matter. I come from a really well-to-do family. I'll be ransomed out of here. And indeed he was. But that still wasn't enough for Francis. He said, I'll go and I'll try it again. Get myself a really nice, shiny suit of armor. I am going to get that knighthood. I might even become a prince. And he was preparing again to go into battle when something changed. During a dream one night, Francis heard the voice of God calling to him and saying to him, Francis, stop. Change. Turn your life around. Restore what you have been doing and work to be a servant instead. Work for my church. Work to build up the body of Christ in the world. And so Francis began to change. The world changes. The ground shifts. We still make plans. We still find gifts. And so Francis began to change, and he began to pray more to God, and he began to go into the churches more and to pray and to listen to the voice of Jesus speaking to him. And Francis began to go out on his own into nature and just to walk among the trees and to walk on the grass and to find the beauty of creation and to become one with creation. This is how Francis sort of becomes this this patron saint of nature and of animals and of God's creation, because Francis would go out in these times when he was changing and when he was praying, and he would apologize to the grass that he was stepping on because it was bending the blades. And he would call out to the birds and to the animals in the meadows and in the forest, and he would call to them as though they were brothers and sisters, equal to that of humans. There are even two different reports of St. Francis interacting with animals in a way that brought about and really showed his peaceful self. There's one story that Francis was preaching to the birds of the air, and he called them in, and they began to sit in the trees and along the grass around him, and he preached a sermon to them about how much God loved those birds and about how beautiful their song was and how that was praising and glorifying God. And as he was preaching to the birds, there were hundreds of them, and they just sat there the whole time, until the end of the sermon, when Francis said amen and dismissed them, and all the birds left at the same time. There's another story about the village that they were living in. It was being ravaged suddenly by this wolf. This wolf had come in and was attacking and was being menacing to the people in the village, and the people wanted to kill the wolf to get rid of it so that it wouldn't be attacking them anymore. But Francis said, no, wait, let me go and talk to it first. And Francis went out, and he found this wolf that was threatening the village and said to it, stop. And the wolf came back with Francis and then lived peaceably among the people of that village for the rest of its life. Francis himself changed, not only in those ways, but he went and he preached to anyone who would listen about God's love, about God's peace, about living peacefully and peaceably together with one another, about living in harmony with other people, with all of God's creation. Francis preached about giving up of what we have, our worldly and earthly possessions, and focusing on God's love and on doing God's work and on being a servant. Francis changed not only his heart, but the hearts of so many others around him, as he listened to God. The world changes. The ground shifts. We still make plans. We still find gifts. It's a similar thing to what we hear in our psalm this morning, Psalm number 80. We hear the very first words of that section of the psalm that we read today, restore us, O God. The psalmist writes these words as the psalmist is recalling what happened to the people of Egypt, or the people of Israel, who were brought out of slavery from Egypt and brought into the Holy Land, where God rooted them and planted them and watched as they grew and evolved and thought new things and explored and did new and interesting adventures in the world. They began to grow. And in the psalm, we hear that this vine that was planted and took root began to grow and to cover the mountains and to stretch out to the seas and the rivers, and then began to break. There was this breaking, and there was this chaos, and the resources were being ravaged, and there was chaos and discord in the world within that vine. And so the people, through the psalmist, cry out again, restore us, O God. Turn us around. Change our hearts that we would live together in harmony, that we would care for one another, that we would be able to share what we have and to utilize that peace. The psalmist proclaims, prays, lifts up his heart in these words, that that vine of ancient Israel that had grown and had evolved and had changed and had been ravaged would again be made whole and complete with God at the center, to restore, to change back, to bring us around again. The world changes. The ground shifts. We still make plans. we still find gifts.
We still find gifts.
We are that vine today still. 2,500 years or so after that psalm was written, we are still that vine, for we too have been planted and rooted in God's grace and in God's love, and we have been called to bring peace into this world. We have been called to bring hope into this world, and yet sometimes, just like that vine of ancient Israel, sometimes we too are broken. And sometimes we too are ravaged. And sometimes we too feel as though there is discord in the world around us, within ourselves even. There is change happening and we can't always make sense of what is going on. But just like the psalmist, we too must cry out and must pray to God, "Restore us, O God. Turn us around. Open our eyes and open our hearts that we would be together, that we would be living in harmony and in unity and in peace." Similarly, then also to St. Francis, who listened, who was open enough to hear God calling to him and saying, "Francis, turn your life around. Work to be a peaceful servant in this world." And Francis listened. Francis changed. The psalmist cried out for the hearts of the people to be changed by God. We are those people, and we are that same Francis. We must have our hearts and our minds and our eyes opened to cry out to God and to listen as God calls to us. The world changes. The ground shifts.
The ground shifts.
We still make plans.
We still make plans.
We still find gifts.
We still find gifts.
Beloved, when the world is changing around us, when our hearts are in need of changing, when we are unsure of what is happening within ourselves, within our communities, within the larger world, may our hearts be open to hear as God calls to us to give us the heart of a servant. And may we be open enough to call out to God that God would restore us, that God would change us around. How will we speak? And how will we listen? Embracing God's change and acknowledging God's constant presence with us. In Jesus' name, amen.